From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, April 19th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting into Columbia Green Media that fire companies in Green and Columbia counties have responded to brush fire calls in recent days, and meteorologists warn that dry conditions could worsen before they get better. A large brush fire in Selkirk, Albany County, consumed more than 20 acres of land near the CSX railroad facility on Saturday, April the 15th. A fire in Freehold Sunday along DeMeo Lane left 3 acres of woods scorched. Freehold Assistant Fire Chief Michael Cargo said, during the early afternoon of Tuesday, April the 18th, the fire burned through 2.5 acres of woods near a home in Durham. No damage to the home was reported. East Durham Volunteer Fire Company Chief Joseph Van Hoysten said, and I quote, "It was close, right to the edge of the house. They came home just as it started," end quote. Flames from burning leaves and other brush in a fire pit on County Route 13 in Old Chatham last week got out of control and spread, Tri-Village Assistant Fire Chief Randy Gold said. The fire pit was about 30 to 40 feet from a barn, causing minimal damage to the structure. And a 10-by-5-foot brush fire along County Route 11 in Caryville last week was reportedly started by a discarded cigarette. On Monday, April the 17th, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo urged state residents to take steps to prevent wildfires in light of the above-average temperatures forecast through the end of June. Those conditions make it more likely for wildfires to start and quickly spread. A statewide ban on open burning is in effect through May 14th. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the Ulster County Legislature has ended its practice of voting on memorializing resolutions, but not before adopting 3 memorializing resolutions, one which urged the U.S. Congress to act with care before replacing the Affordable Care Act. Such measures assert positions on issues decided at other levels of government and carry no force of law. Before the vote, 21 members of the public appealed to lawmakers not to abandon the practice. The vote fell largely along party lines, with Republicans voting in favor of the rule change and most Democrats voting against the change. Prior to the vote, the legislature approved memorializing resolutions asking the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House of Representatives not to overturn the Affordable Care Act without a replacement plan, requesting a traffic study and permanent speed limit reduction on Forest Road in Plattsburgh, and asking the state legislature to adopt proposed legislation to increase the revenue sharing rate for the County Department of Motor Vehicles. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Congress is on spring break, but New York Representative John Faso, the Republican from Kinderhook, is still not holding traditional town meetings or even announcing where he's going. On Friday, April 21st, he does have an event, though it costs money to get in. Anyone willing to spend $1,574.49 can sit at a VIP table with Faso, Sheriff Butch Anderson, and State Senator Terrence Murphy at O'Connor's Public House in Pawling at 6 Broad Street in Pawling at 6:30 p.m. on April the 21st. Paul Weissman reports in the Daily Freeman that manufacturing may be slowing in New York State, though factory hiring still seems strong. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York's Empire State Manufacturing Survey fell to 5.2 in April from 16.4 in March. The survey had reached a 2-year high of 18.7 in February. Despite the drop, the survey found that New York manufacturers are currently optimistic about business conditions. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. While President Donald Trump is the first U.S. leader in 40 years not to share his tax returns with the people, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand released her taxes ahead of the nation's April 18th tax deadline. Gillibrand has her 2007 to 2016 tax returns on her website. Matt Coyne reports in the Journal News that the April 12th Haverstraw CSX train accident got U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer out warning that it could be a train full of oil that crashes next time. Schumer said on April 17th in the Rockland County town, and I quote, "We were lucky at Wednesday's accident, but it should be a shot across the bow. It should be a warning shot. We've seen accident after accident. Praise God we haven't seen such a serious explosion, but one day we will," end quote. Oil trains and oil barges are carrying more highly explosive material along the Hudson River now, and the Pilgrim Pipeline is proposed to run alongside I-87 just west of the river. Schumer said he wants the Department of Energy and the Department of Transportation to finalize and implement oil stabilization standards, doing preliminary refining work in North Dakota before the oil is shipped, trucked, railed, or pipelined through New York. You can read that full story in the Journal News. And on April 17th, Governor Andrew Cuomo unveiled his 2018 campaign logo and named Bill Morrow his campaign chairman for re-election. No other Democrats or Republicans have announced yet that they are running against Cuomo. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting that showers are likely today, mainly after 5 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 55 degrees. On Wednesday night, showers are likely again, mainly before 1 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 45. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, a chance of showers mainly before 11 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 66 degrees. Thursday night, rain and possibly a thunderstorm mainly before 5 a.m. Then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 5 a.m. The temperature low will be 51 degrees. And on Friday, showers mainly before 8 a.m. with a temperature high near 67 degrees. Friday night, a slight chance of showers before 2 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 44. Sunrise today was at 6:06 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:42 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 19th day of April 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.